And here we are, back for another one, Thursday, February 27th. Only 2 days left in the month. Well, three, I guess, if you count today, because it is leap year. 15 minutes past the hour, you're tuned in to WWGH Radio, and this morning is a big morning here for us at WWGH Radio, and really a big morning for the city of Marion, because today, a Marion tradition will open for its 95th season. Stewart's Drive-In Root Beer Stand, located at 1036 North Main Street, will be opening for its 95th season today. Thursday, February 27th, WWGH Radio will be celebrating this morning by giving away root beer floats. Now, here's how this is going to happen. I'm on from 8 to 10 this morning, and Charlie is on from 10 to 12 today. Now, during this show, I am going to ask trivia questions in regard to Stewart's Root Beer. And if you know the answer, you call in with the answer. Now, the 10-day period, if you've won a prize in the last 10 days, you can still participate in this. And here's the best part of this. You do not have to come to the station to pick it up, because today the hours over at Stewart's, I believe, are 11 a.m. until 8 p.m. So if you win today, just give us your name and we will send it over to Stewart's. You don't have to come to the station to pick up the root beer float ticket. You just go to Stewart's. They will have your name today and you will get your free root beer float. Nothing better than that. And tonight, from 7:10 to 8 p.m., we will be broadcasting live from Stewart's Root Beer. Myself, Sean Kraft, 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, and I believe, I have not confirmed this because I have not seen her in a couple days, but I believe Abby Crowman will be along with us tonight from 7:10 to 8 p.m. for this big broadcast from the galley of Stewart's Root Beer over on North Main Street. So there you go. It's a big, huge day. Now, I'm going to try to get into these trivia questions very quickly here because I want you to win today. I want to get as many winners as we possibly can. And all the questions today do have to do with Stewart's Root Beer Stand. Now, I just want to talk very quickly. I stopped and got gas this morning, and I could not get my gas tank open. Now, here's the weird thing about this. I was out last night until about 9:30. So my car was out when it was cold and when it was kind of rainy, snowy last night. But I park in a garage. So I got home last night, probably 9:45, and I parked in the garage all night and did not leave the garage until about 7:15 this morning. And when I went to go get gas, my gas tank was still frozen. Frozen shut. So I had to get an ice scraper, which everybody should have, and kind of go around the edges of my gas tank to get it open, because it's one of those, you know, you push the button to open up the gas tank. It's not manual, I guess automatic gas tank openers. So we got the gas tank open. We got the gas in this morning. Everything turned out okay, but the gas tank was frozen shut. And I wonder how many people this morning were experiencing a frozen gas tank. Now, oh, also yesterday, speaking of Abby, I told you yesterday that she was giving a big speech and she was a little nervous about it and giving it to a lot of people, and had the chance yesterday to tune into this speech. It was for a big AT&T women's group and thought she did a terrific job. I was absolutely incredibly impressed with the job that she did yesterday, speaking to the AT&T Women's Group about a very personal subject. And I got a chance to listen to that for a little bit yesterday. And so, once again, my Cubs cap is off to you, Abby, for speaking about a subject that needs to be spoken about, I guess I should say. Maybe I shouldn't speak about it, because I obviously can't speak. But what a great job you did, what a great thing you did, and it was very cool. So kudos to you today. Now, our announcement for Friday, tomorrow's Friday, I understand this. And because I've been kind of busy the last 2 days, I've been playing a phone tag with the person who I need to talk to hammer down this whole idea of the big event that's going on tomorrow. There's only one person I need to talk to. I have left her voicemails, and she does return my voicemails. I'm just not there to get her voicemails. So today, I am almost positive that I am going to get her voicemails. No matter what I do, I am going to make contact with this woman today so we can make our announcement tomorrow morning about something going on pretty big here tomorrow at WWGH Radio. So that's the way that goes. And again, today on WWGH Radio, we have the Charlie Evers Show, 10 a.m. till 12 noon, Swap Shop with Glenn Coble, 12:15 to 1 p.m., and the Adam, the Computer Guy Show today from, 2:15 to 3 p.m., 2:15 to 3 p.m. today. And I believe he's having an interesting conversation with Mike Essen. So now that we've got that all out of the way, let's get into... Oh, and by the way, I still don't know why Gary Burbank called yesterday. I'm glad he did, but I'm still not sure really why that happened. I don't know if that was Phil Donahue who called in yesterday or not. Really have no idea. And the caller who couldn't get in yesterday, I don't know what that was all about. Tried three times and we could not hear him. So that's the update on the news this morning as we have it 21 minutes past the hour. Okay, that's all I'm going to talk about today because I want to get to the big Stewart's trivia so we can get as many entries in this bucket as possible. Okay, we're going to start out with three questions here about Stewart's root beer. The first one's kind of easy. Well, the first two are kind of easy. The third one, maybe a little more difficult. But here are the questions. Now, remember, if you've won in the last days, you can still, or three, or 10 days, 30 days. Oh, man, this is going to be a day. If you've won in the last 30 days, you still can participate. So, there you go. Here's the first question. What year did Stewart's open? That's the question. What year did Stewart's Root Beer open? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Here's number two. Who was the founder of Stewart's Root Beer? Does anybody know who the founder of Stewart's Root Beer was? That's question number two today in our big Stewart's giveaway. And here's question number three on the table this morning. What was the founder's goal in opening Stewart's Root Beer? Does anybody know that? This person did have a goal, and I guess I kind of gave it away there. But those are the three questions on the table to be entered in the big Stewart's giveaway. Now remember, if you've won in the last 30 days, no problem. You can still call in and win. We are going to enter you in a drawing. The drawings will happen this morning at 9:55 and 11:55. We will be giving two of these away, one during this show and one during Charlie's show today. And again, you do not have to come to the radio station to pick up these floats. All you have to do is give us your name, and we will send that over to Stewart's, and you can go over there today between 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. and tell them you want the float. Or if you can't make it over there today, you can go any day. They'll have your name on record, and you will be able to get that root beer float. A root beer float is a unique thing, to be honest with you. It's a very unique, it has a unique taste. It's a great dessert. So there you go. Root beer floats, free root beer floats. Does anybody know the answers to the first three questions here? Or any one of them you can answer and you'll be entered into the drawing. What year did Stewart's Root Beer open? Does anybody know that? I thought that would be a pretty easy one. What year did Stewart's Root Beer open? Who was the founder of Stewart's Root Beer? That's question number two. And what was the founder's goal in opening up Stewart's Root Beer? Now, you can answer any of those trivia questions. If you can answer any of those, we will put you in the drawing, which will take place later on this morning, 9:55 and 11:55, to win a free ice cream root beer float. I guess you don't call it an ice cream root beer float, just a root beer float. So that's the way it goes right now. Does anybody have a guess? 25 minutes past the hour. Who is going to be our first entry this morning into the big Stewart's Root Beer giveaway? What year did Stewart's open? Who was the founder of Stewart's Root Beer? And what was the founder's goal? Why did he open up that root beer stand? Does anybody know what the answers are to any of these questions? Questions. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. Now, I might throw in one more question here. Maybe we'll run four questions at a time. Oh, maybe we're getting an answer to one of the questions right now. This would be a good thing. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott. Stewart's Root Beer opened 1924.
You have got it. This is the 90... Well, you know, it says 95th year. I guess it's the 96th, but you are right. It opened in 1924. What is your name, ma'am?
Jody Lucas.
Oh, Jody, how are you?
Yes, good. Thank you.
Good. Well, Jody, you are in the drawing, so I hope you continue to listen this morning, and maybe you will get a root beer float today.
I will be listening. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Jody Lucas is in the running. She did get it right. What year did Stewart's Root Beer open? It was 1924, which is interesting because that would make this the 96th year. But I think it is the 95th year. Maybe it's the 95th year for the Marion store. Maybe we'll say that. All right, so here are the other questions still on the table at this point. Who was the founder of Stewart's Root Beer? We still don't have that. Who was the founder of Stewart's Root Beer? The other question, what was the founder's goal? The founder did have a goal in opening up Stewart's Root Beer. Does anybody know what the founder's goal was in opening up the first root beer stand? And since we've got a question answered, I'm going to add another new question. So here we go. Who did the founder work with to create his root beer? Does anybody know that? Who did the founder work with to create his root beer? Go ahead, caller.
Founder's name is Frank Stewart.
It is Frank Stewart. You have got it right. That is the founder of Stewart's Root Beer.
Hey.
Yeah. Do you? What's your favorite thing over at this root beer stand?
It's the foot-long cone.
Foot-long
with
cone.
Onions.
Yes, we did. Are you looking forward to that?
Absolutely. I do every year.
Oh, and today's the. You know what? An interesting day for it to open, though. You know, a day when school cancellations are flying around.
Uh-huh.
But it's not too bad out.
Well, it's snowing.
Is it still snowing outside?
It's still snowing.
But you know what? The opening of Stewart's is a sure sign of spring.
That's true.
So we we have to say that. Hey, thanks for calling.
Okie doke.
Bye-bye. Yes, that is right. The founder of Stewart's Root Beer was Frank Stewart. So now we have that answered. Well, we've got two of the first three. Now the third one, which we do not have answered yet, what was the founder's goal in opening up Stewart's Root Beer? Now this might be a little more difficult. What was the founder's goal? There was a goal in opening up the first Stewart's Root Beer. What did the founder, Frank Stewart, have in mind? He had a reason for doing it. Now, since we have two questions answered, we will add two more questions. Who did the founder work with, Frank Stewart, to create his root beer? He worked with somebody. Now, what I'm going to say here is, it's not a name. I'm not looking for a person for this question. I'm looking for a profession. He worked with a person in a certain profession to create his root beer. Who would that have been? What profession would that have been? Does anybody know? And I'll add another one so we continue to have three questions going at all times here. What is in Stewart's root beer, the original Stewart's root beer? There are three items in there that make it special. Does anybody know what the three items are that are in Stewart's root beer? Now, that could be the hardest question we ask all morning. But have you ever asked yourself, what is in root beer? Well, this would be a good way to find the answer to that question. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We already got two people in the drawing this morning. What is in Stewart's root beer? Does anybody know what those, I think it's three items here. Yeah, three items. What are the three items that are in Stewart's root beer? Who did the founder, Frank Stewart, work with to come up with his root beer? Now, I'm not looking for a name again. I'm looking for a profession. The profession that the person he worked with to create the root beer. What was that person's profession? And the third question, what was the founder's goal in creating Stewart's root beer? When Frank Stewart was creating Stewart's root beer back in 1924, what goal did he have in mind for opening up the root beer stand? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What was Frank Stewart's goal in opening up the first root beer stand? Go ahead, caller.
He worked with a chemist to make that root beer.
You are exactly right. He did work with a chemist to create the first root beer. You are in the drawing. What's your favorite thing over at Stewart's root beer?
The root beer.
Just the root beer itself?
Yeah, well, the sandwich is with that. When I go, that's where I mainly go for the root beer.
Now, do you plan on going over today?
I'm going to try to.
All right. Well, hey, I appreciate you calling in. You are in the drawing.
All right.
Thank you. All right, we've got another person in the drawing this morning. That is right. Who did founder Frank Stewart work with to create Stewart's root beer in 1924? He worked with a chemist to come up with the root beer. How about that? That's an interesting thing. All right, we still have two questions here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a call and you can get in the drawing as well. Do you know what the answers are? What was the founder, Frank Stewart's, goal in opening Stewart's Root Beer Stand back in 1924? Does anybody know what Frank Stewart's goal was in opening up the root beer stand? The other question. What is in Stewart's root beer, or what was in the original Stewart's root beer, I guess I should say? There were three items that went in to make root beer. I guess Frank, working with that chemist, came up with these three items. Does anybody know what they are? And we'll add another question since we got the chemist question answered. All right. Oh, this is a fun question. What was the founder, Frank Stewart's, occupation? He had another job. Stewart's was just his second job. Does anybody know what the founder of Stewart's Root Beer, Frank Stewart's, occupation was? What was his other job? What was the job he was working at when he started Stewart's Root Beer? Does anybody know that one? So those are the three questions, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 33 minutes past the hour here. What was the founder's goal in opening up Stewart's Root Beer? Does anybody know? What was the founder's goal, Frank Stewart's goal? What is in Stewart's Root Beer? There are three items. I don't know if we'll get this one. There are three items that go into Stewart's Root Beer that make it that delicious root beer that you all love. What are those three items? And what was the founder of Stewart's Root Beer, Frank Stewart's, occupation other than runner, owner, creator of the root beer stand? Does anybody know that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, some of these are easier than others. Some of the questions are easier than other questions. What was the founder Frank Stewart's occupation? What three items are in Stewart's Root Beer that make it Stewart's Root Beer? And what was Frank Stewart, the founder's goal in opening up the root beer stand? What was the original goal? Does anybody know that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you answer the question right, you could win a chance for a root beer. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, was he a school teacher?
He was a teacher. You have got it right. His other occupation was a teacher. And it's kind of interesting because one of the owners of Stewart's Root Beer now here in Marion is also a teacher.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Now, what is your name?
My name's Brenda Griffith.
Brenda Griffith. All right, Brenda. Now, what's your favorite thing to eat over at the root beer stand?
The footlong.
The footlong cone. Do you like it with the coney sauce? Do you like it with the onions on top of it?
Oh, I like it with it all.
You like it with it all. Well, Brenda, stay tuned. You might be a winner today. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. All right. Here we go. Let's see what we have question-wise left now. Well, we're working through these questions pretty well today. Frank Stewart was a teacher, and the irony of that is one of the owners today is a teacher as well here in Marion. So there you go. I guess it continues on 95 years later. The three questions on the table at this point. What was the founder's goal? What was Frank Stewart's goal in opening up the root beer stand? He did have a goal way back in 1924. Does anybody know what the goal was? What three items go into Stewart's Root Beer to make it Stewart's Root Beer? Does anybody know that? The original Stewart's Root Beer that Frank Stewart worked with the chemist, there were three items that went in to that root beer to make it their root beer. And it's funny because it could be the same items today. I don't know. Does anybody know what those three items are? I think that's probably the hardest question we have right now. And I'll introduce a new question here, so we have three questions going constantly. Now, this is an easy one. Where was the original Stewart's Root Beer? Does anybody know that? Where was the original Stewart's Root Beer located, the city? So those are the three questions right now. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Where was the original Stewart's Root Beer located? What three items went into the original Stewart's Root Beer that made it the root beer? That's a question I don't know if we'll get that one answered. And what was the founder's goal in 1924? What was Frank Stewart's goal in opening up Stewart's Root Beer? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Now maybe we have somebody coming here who knows the answer. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, let's try the ingredients for the float. The root beer.
Yes.
And the ice cream, and they make a whipped topping and put in the ice cream.
Well, that's a root beer float, but this is what I'm looking for, the three ingredients that are actually in the root beer itself.
Oh, just the root beer.
Just the root beer itself. Well, hey, thank you for calling. Keep trying.
Bye.
Yes, keep on trying. The question there is, what are the three items that are in the original root beer at Stewart's? There are three items that make it the distinctive Stewart's root beer. Does anybody know what those three items are in the root beer? I don't know if we'll get the answer for that one. Like I said, that's a tough one. But the other ones we might get answers for here. What was the founder's goal in opening up Stewart's root beer? When Frank Stewart opened it in 1924, what was his goal? You might be able to guess that. If you call in and give a guess on that one, you might get it right. What was Frank Stewart's goal in opening up the first Stewart's root beer stand? And then the question we just introduced, which I think is an easier question, where was the original Stewart's root beer located? Does anybody know where the original Stewart's root beer was located? The city. Does anybody know where that was? The original city that Stewart's root beer was located. 740-383-9944. Now remember, if you call in, you'll be entered into a drawing to win a free root beer float today. Now we're going to give two of these away. We're going to do one at the end of this show at 9:55 this morning. And then we're going to do one at the end of Charlie Evers' show this morning at 11:55. Now, you do not have to come here to the radio station to pick up those floats. All you have to do is give us your name. We will give it to the people at Stewart's, and you can go over there today and have your root beer float, or any day, they'll have your name on record. So that is how that's going to work today. So, does anybody have an answer to one of those three questions? What was Frank Stewart's goal in opening up the first Stewart's root beer? And I say you might be able to guess and get that one right. Does anybody know what his goal was? What would your goal be if you were opening up a Stewart's root beer stand? What are the three ingredients that went into the original Stewart's root beer? See, I think that might be the tough one. That's a little difficult. But we'll see if anybody gets it. We'll leave it out there. And then the third one, which I think is probably the easiest question at this point, where was the original Stewart's root beer stand located? The city. All I need is the city. Does anybody know where the original Stewart's root beer stand was located? Give me a call, 740-383-9944, and you will be entered into a drawing to win a free root beer float. That is what's on the table this morning. You'll win a free root beer float if you win the drawing, get in the drawing, and win the drawing this morning at 9:55. What city was the original Stewart's root beer located? What three ingredients made up the original Stewart's root beer? And what was the founder's goal, Frank Stewart's goal, for opening up the original root beer stand in 1924? Does anybody know? Now remember, we are waiving our 30-day policy. If you have one in the last 30 days, it does not matter this morning. You can still get in on this drawing. Now, you can also enter as many times as you like. So, even though you're in the drawing already, you can continue to enter. We will not stop you at this point. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, I thought the first Stewart's was in Mansfield, Ohio.
The first Stewart's root beer was in Mansfield, Ohio. You have it correct. What is your name, ma'am?
Joan Stitt.
Joan Stitt. Joan, what do you like best over at the root beer stand?
The root beer floats.
This could be right up your alley then today, Joan.
Absolutely. Hey, thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Joan Stitt is now in. Yes, the original Stewart's Root Beer was located in Mansfield, Ohio, just a little ways up the road. But yes, the 30-day policy is waived today, and you can enter as many times as you like for this particular drawing, Root Beer Float, 9:55 and 11:55 this morning. Okay, we still don't have this one. What was the founder's goal? What was Frank Stewart's goal in opening the original Stewart's Root Beer back in 1924? Do we know what his goal was? Also, do we know what three ingredients were in the original Stewart's Root Beer? That's kind of an interesting question that made it such a good product that people wanted to buy, I guess. What was the original recipe of Stewart's Root Beer, the original three items that went into this that Frank Stewart was working with that chemist to develop? And I'll give you another question, since we've only got two going at this point. Here's another one. When were root beer stands most popular? Because of the car hop idea. So all I want is a decade here. So this is kind of a weird question. But what decade would you say that the root beer stands, because of the car hops, were most popular? What decade was that? You don't have to give me the exact year. All you have to do is guess a decade here. Does anybody know what decade that was? 740-383-9944. Okay. Where are we at here? 45 minutes past the hour here. And again, we're going to do this up through 10 o'clock on this show, and then Charlie will do it from 10 to 12 this morning. Maybe we have an answer coming in here. Let's see what we've got going on. Go ahead, caller.
Was it the 50s?
Not the 50s, but that's a pretty good guess.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Not the 1950s. What we're looking for, what was the most popular decade for the root beer stands? Now, again, not a year. Just looking for a particular decade here. What was the most popular decade for root beer stands? And maybe this is the answer. Coming down the pike. We can only hope. Well, we lost that caller. If that was you, call back in. We want to hear from you. Okay, maybe they are calling back in here. Oh, Lord, don't let us have phone trouble today. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say the 60s.
You have got it right. It was the 1960s. That is when they were most popular. Is this
yeah.
Judy?
Yes, it is, because that's about my age. And they were real popular back in the 50s and 60s.
So you remember the popularity of those restaurants?
Oh, yeah, the Big Boy and those, yes.
So what's your favorite thing to have over at Stewart's Root Beer?
It would probably be the footlong.
The footlong. There's going to be a lot of footlongs sold today, I have a feeling.
Oh, I can't get out today. Wish I could.
Well, hopefully one day soon. Well, thanks, Judy.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Yes, it was the 1960s. The 1960s was the big decade of the root beer stand and the car hop and all of that. All right, we've got that question answered. And we're continuing on here. We still don't have even any guesses on this one, which is kind of odd. What was the founder's goal? What was Frank Stewart's goal in 1924 for opening up the first root beer stand? Does anybody know what his goal was? I didn't think that one would be a hard question, but maybe it is. What are the three ingredients that were in the original Stewart's Root Beer that made it so good? Does anybody know what the original three ingredients were? Give me a call. All right, and we'll add another question since we only have two going. Where was... Now, see, we just did what city was the first Stewart's Root Beer located. Where in Mansfield was the first Stewart's Root Beer located? The street. Now, that might be a hard one, too, for somebody to come up with. But maybe you went over to Mansfield. Maybe you went over to Stewart's over there. You never know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 48 minutes past the hour. The question's on the table. What street was the first Stewart's Root Beer located on over in Mansfield. And maybe if you know a popular street in Mansfield, you might get that right. What were the three ingredients in the original Stewart's root beer that made it so good? Does anybody know what goes in root beer in general? Now remember, Frank Stewart was working with a chemist to come up with this. And the other question, what was the founder Frank Stewart's goal in opening up the first Stewart's root beer? He did have a goal. Now, if you were going to open up a root beer stand, what would be your goal? Does anybody know what Frank Stewart's goal was? You could take a guess and get that one right, I think. 740-383-9944. So the three questions right now, what was the goal, the founder's goal, in opening up the original Stewart's root beer? What were the three items in the original Stewart's root beer that made it so good? And what street in Mansfield was the original Stewart's root beer located on? Does anybody know the answers to any of those questions? 740-383-9944. If you do know the answers and you call in and get them correct, we will enter you in a drawing to win a free root beer float from Stewart's Root Beer. We will be doing that drawing this morning at 9:55 on this show. And then that will continue on during Charlie's show this afternoon from 10 to 12, and Charlie will do another drawing for a second root beer float at 11:55 this morning. And remember today, the reason we're doing this is because Stewart's Root Beer opens up for the 95th season over at over on North Main Street, 1036 North Main Street. Now, don't forget, we will be broadcasting live from there tonight from 7:10 until 8 p.m. I'll be there along with Sean Kraft and 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow. And I believe, I have no confirmation on this yet, from 7:10 until 8 p.m., that Abby Crowman will be along with us during that broadcast as well to say something. We don't know what she'll say, but maybe she will say something. Wouldn't that be interesting? 740-383-9944. See, we have to wait for confirmation on things like that. Does anybody know the original street in Mansfield where the first Stewart's root beer was located? Does anybody know the three items that went into the original Stewart's root beer that made it so good? And does anybody know what the goal was of founder Frank Stewart for opening up the first root beer stand? And I think if you just guess, you might get that right. What was the goal of the first founder of the founder Frank Stewart? What was Frank Stewart's goal in opening up the root beer stand? And I might get another question going here because these are kind of difficult questions in a way. Okay, what was on the menu when Stewart's root beer first started? Now I will tell you this: there's only two items here. When the original Stewart's root beer opened, there were only two items on the menu. What were the two items on the menu when the original Stewart's root beer opened? Does anybody know those two items? I bet you know one of the items, but do you know the other? 740-383-9944. And again, for the purposes of this drawing, the 30-day policy is waived today. If you've won in the last 30 days, that's not a problem. And also, you can enter as many times as you would like. And here comes a phone call. So here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, it's popcorn and root beer.
It was popcorn and root beer. How did you know that?
Well, I was reading about the history yesterday, and that was, in fact, I even went to the menu.
You have got it. Popcorn and root beer. All right. Yeah. What is your name?
Roger.
Roger. Okay, Roger. We have got you in the drawing. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Roger's in the drawing now, too. We've got quite a few people in the drawing here this first hour. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 now. 6 people in the drawing for the free root beer float. All right, and the questions are still out there. 740-383-9944, 53 minutes past the hour. Does anybody know Frank Stewart's goal in opening up the first Stewart's root beer back in 1924? What was his goal? Does anybody know the three ingredients that went into the original Stewart's root beer? What were those three ingredients? Does anybody know the street in Mansfield where the original Stewart's Root Beer was located? The street in Mansfield where the original Stewart's Root Beer was located. Does anybody know where that was? And I'll throw in another question since we just got that one answered. When did Stewart's Root Beer become a franchise? Now, it was just in Mansfield for a while, and then it became a franchise where they started opening up other locations. Does anybody know the year that Stewart's Root Beer became a franchise? If we know they opened in 24, when do you think they became a franchise? Just give me a year on that one. 740-383-9944. And again, remember the 30-day policy is waived today. And you can enter as many times as you like for the big drawing that will happen this morning at 9:55 and at 11:55 for a free root beer float at Stewart's Root Beer. And remember, you do not have to come to the station to pick it up. We will send your name over to Stewart's, and you can just pick it up over there. Go ahead, caller.
Wasn't Frank's goal was to make the best root beer available?
You see, I thought that would be easy. I thought if I was opening up a root beer stand, that would be my goal.
Yeah.
To make the yes, Frank, Stewart's goal in opening up the first root beer stand was to make the best root beer possible. You have got it. What is your name, ma'am?
Amy Brown.
All right, Amy. What's your favorite thing over at Stewart's?
I love the conies.
Everybody loves those conies. They are something. Are you going to make it over there today?
I don't know yet. I might. Who knows?
Hopefully. Well, keep on listening, and you may have a free root beer float waiting for you over there.
Yeah, those are good, too, and the garbage burger is good, too.
The garbage burger is not bad at all. Hey, thanks, Amy.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, Amy Brown is in the drawing now as well. We've got another one. Okay, yes. I thought that would be an easier question. But yes, the founder's goal, Frank Stewart's goal in opening up the first Stewart's root beer, was just to make the best root beer possible. He wanted to make the best root beer in the world. So Amy is now in the drawing. Okay, that still leaves us with some questions here. What is in the original Stewart's root beer? What three items were in the original Stewart's root beer that made it so good? Apparently, that's the hard question for today. Does anybody know the street in Mansfield where the first Stewart's root beer was located? Does anybody go back that far? The street in Mansfield where the first Stewart's root beer was located. What year did Stewart's root beer become a franchise? They opened in 1924. What year did they start opening other locations in other cities? Does anybody know that? You can guess on that one. Shoot out a year and you might be right. What year did Stewart's Root Beer become a franchise? Does anybody know that? All right, let's add another question since we just got one answered here. Who made Stewart's Root Beer a franchise? It was not Frank Stewart. Somebody else came into the picture to make it a franchise. Does anybody know who that was? Go ahead, caller.
Is that 1924?
Not 1924, but that's a good guess.
Well, I figured if they were... Well, I don't know. Okay, I'll listen.
Yeah, they didn't franchise right away, but that's a good guess.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yes, the question is, what year did Stewart's Root Beer become a franchise where they started opening up other locations other than the Mansfield location? What year did they franchise? And you can throw out a year and you might be right. Okay. Who made Stewart's Root Beer a franchise? We all know the founder was Frank Stewart, but there was a person who came in and made it a franchise. What is the name of the person who made Stewart's Root Beer a franchise? Does anybody know that particular answer? Go ahead, caller.
1931, they became a franchise.
You have that right. 1931, Stewart's Root Beer became a franchise. How'd you know that?
I Googled.
Well, you know what? Google's a great thing, isn't it?
Yep.
What is your name, ma'am?
Tammy Weber.
Tammy Weber. Tammy, what's your favorite thing over at Stewart's?
Root beer float.
Root beer float. Well, hey, maybe you'll get really lucky today and get over there and get one.
That'd be nice.
Thank you, Tammy.
Thank you.
All right, Tammy Weber is in. She's got it right. She Googled it. What year did Stewart's Root Beer become a franchise, start opening other locations? It was 1931. All right, 58 minutes past the hour. Now, remember, we're going to do this all next hour and during Charlie's show today. But we still have questions on the table here. What three items are in the original Stewart's Root Beer? Or were in the original Stewart's Root Beer? They might still be in there for all I know. What were the three items that Frank Stewart and the chemist came up with to make Stewart's Root Beer? Does anybody know that? What street was the first Stewart's Root Beer located on in Mansfield? Does anybody know that street? What person made Stewart's Root Beer a franchise in 1931? Frank Stewart founded it, but there was a person who came along in 1931 and made Stewart's a franchise. Does anybody know who that person was? Okay. And here's an interesting question. What company owns the Stewart's Root Beer Company today? Does anybody know that? Who owns the Stewart's Root Beer Company today? So there are your four questions. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Here comes another answer, I think. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, this is Amy calling back in. Was it on Park Avenue East?
It was not. The first one was not on Park Avenue, but that's a good guess.
Okay,
thank you. Amy. Bye-bye. It was not on Park Avenue over in Mansfield. Questions, we can take probably one more guess on any of these questions before the break coming up here, 58 minutes past the hour. Where was the first Stewart's Root Beer located in Mansfield, the street? What street was it located on? Who made Stewart's Root Beer a franchise? Does anybody know the person who came along who made Stewart's Root Beer a franchise? Who owns Stewart's Root Beer today? Who owns the Stewart's Root Beer Company? Go ahead, caller.
Scott, this is Judy, but I don't want entered more than once. But for the ingredients, is there water and brown sugar?
You know, I'm sure there's water in there, but these are the... I don't see brown sugar in the original. I'm sure there's water, and I'm sure there is some kind of sugar, but there were three items that went into the original root beer.
I was going to say, because it's showing a lot of different stuff, and I thought if I could get two, somebody could get that third one then.
Yeah.
Because it's showing all different kinds of stuff in them, so.
Yeah, I don't have those in, not sugar, not water.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
All right, the questions are, what three items are in the original Stewart's Root Beer? Does anybody know that? What three items? What street in Mansfield was the original Stewart's Root Beer located on? You might be able to guess a street in Mansfield and get that right. Who made Stewart's Root Beer a franchise? Who was that person? And who owns it today? The company. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, is it 4th Street, at the end of 4th Street?
It is. It is at the end of 4th Street in Mansfield, Ohio. That's where the original Stewart's Root Beer was located. I think the building is long gone now, though.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
And is this Amy again?
Yes.
Well, Amy,
I keep trying to do the streets.
Well, hey, I appreciate that. You are in a second time, Amy. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to break. We're coming back. We're going to do this again next hour, so stay tuned to WWGH Radio. Don't you dare go anywhere.
You met another, and he was gone. My favorite verse to it was, I had 6 kids, and you had 11. We had 10 more, and they're blooming like flowers. I wish you'd come home, you dirty old rascal, because your kids and my kids are beating up ours. Where, oh, where are you tonight? You know.
I love that.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com.
programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address 209 East Water Street. This is Scott Spears, high above Marion in the WWGH News Chopper. If you see news in Marion, please email us at scott@wwgh1071.com and keep an eye out for the WWGH News Chopper flying high overhead. We here at WWGH Radio 107.1 FM are proud to present Magnificent Marion Moments. Patty Worcester has served as Marion Midget Football Treasurer for over 35 years. She is a longtime member of Junior Service Guild and has worked tirelessly for many years to give the children in Marion a Merry Christmas by being part of Christmas Clearinghouse.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
Hi, this is Lulu Roman from the hit series Hee Haw, and you're tuned into WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. Streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com. You can also download the free app on any device and search